So, Barry, you've made it through to the regional finals. Just tell us how you feel and how you got there.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. We had a busy day yesterday. It was I was down in Gatwick at 6:30, sort of getting ready for it all. I was entered into the competition by our executive chef of our company, asked me if I wanted to do it. And it's gone from there, really. And we was competing against 9 people in the southeast region. I mean, the quality of food was excellent from everybody. I was really happy, really pleased. Loads of people tweeted it. It was on Facebook. So, yeah, it was sort of the talk of the uni at the moment.
So what was your winning dish then?
I did spicy pork meatballs. I did a little giant couscous with it. And the dessert was a very light panna cotta with... it was a Bramley apple and shredded wheat flapjack. With a little strawberry compote, a little dice of apple just rolled in ginger and lemon juice, and little apple crisps in the top of it. And that was a really lovely combination.
So what did the judges say?
They really liked it. I mean, certain people get a dish of the day and they get dessert of the day, but we overall won it because the main course and the dessert obviously were better than theirs. So yeah, it was a nice combination, and it looked really good as well. We was pleased with what we did. In March we go to the finals, and that's there'll be people from Scotland, the Midlands, London and the South East. So there's people now competing, so there'll be one person from every area, and then we'll all go for the national finals, go for a complete cook-off then, and that will determine Chef of the Year then.
So what will it mean to you to win that?
I've not really thought about it, to be honest. I mean, we've got this far, which is great, and it's great for the university. For the university, it's a new university, and it's just raising the awareness, really, of people that think, you know, schools and education, food is the old turkey twizzlers and lumpy custard. It's not. You know, we do over 90% of all fresh food and vegetables and meat, everything. So, you know, the concept in all food has changed in every area of every sector, that everybody's getting better and better.
Have you seen a change in how school kitchens make their food now?
We use a local fruit and veg man. Our meat is local, and it's Red Tractor, etc. We can see the trend throughout of the education sector that, you know, nutritionally wise and with the press and that, we've got a lot of recipes with desserts and that have got reduced sugar. Obviously, we have to balance the weights and the portion sizes and that as well. That's all part of it. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite a, you know, the compliance is quite big within the sort of education sector as well.
So where do you get your inspiration from then?
Originally, my mother, because she was a brilliant baker and still is. And my mother is 85 now, and she actually has got awards for her cheese straws. She's actually famous for it locally. So, yeah, and she's still a great baker, and she still does a lot of baking. She loves baking. So that was my inspiration as a young person. And it's carried me right throughout my trade and my career, really.